Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we begin a brand new series with special guest Mac Dominic. He'll be looking at the battle against evil that is all around us. Before we hear from today's guest, I want to encourage you to stay informed with two of our excellent monthly resources, the Prophetic Observer newsletter and our Prophecy in the News magazine. They're both full of timely articles and encouragement to keep looking up as you keep time on God's prophetic clock. Subscribe today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News magazine and the Prophetic Observer newsletter. 1-800-652-1144. Do you feel that our world's gone completely insane? Are we really living in 2023, or have we suddenly been transported into Orwell's novel 1984? What's going on? The fact that we are suddenly overrun by evil forces from the spiritual realm is becoming more obvious with each passing day. Here's Greg Patton with his guest Mac Dominic to examine how we can be delivered from the evil that is everywhere.
I have been so excited being able to do interviews here for Southwest Radio Church Ministries. I have learned so much, and today will be no different. Before going on the air today, had a good half-hour conversation here with Mac Dominic, and the knowledge this brother has is just, it excites me. You're going to find out here over the next 20 minutes in today's program, Watchman on the Wall, Mac Dominic, deliver us from evil. I think in many areas we're running parallel to one another. Most of you know that we have our book coming out, Invisible War on the Saints, a lot to do with the devil and his actions today and things happening in this old world that are just almost beyond my mind to get a hold of. Our guest today is Mac Dominic. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
I have just been somewhat fascinated again by you and the things that you shared on what we're going to be talking about today, Deliver Us from Evil. That's your latest DVD. Am I correct there?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Maybe you can get us started and talk about how did you get on to even doing this? And I guess even before we go there, the ministry. What ministry are you a part of?
I am associated with Cutting Edge Ministries. We are an internet ministry that concentrates on current events in the end times. I have written articles, written books, and done DVDs for Cutting Edge for a number of years. And Cutting Edge has reached millions of people really online and internet. It's been something that the Lord has really blessed over the years.
So I can go on the internet right now, put Cutting Edge, and all this stuff would be there, is that right?
Yes, www.cuttingedge.org.
All right. And do you become a member?
Don't do cuttingedge.com. Don't do cuttingedge.com. You get a nice company.
Okay. Well, that's information that we need for sure. But and this is not your first. You've done a number of things, and you've been on Southwest Radio Church before.
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, this DVD, this series of DVDs we are doing now is a series that is kind of the background for one that we just put out recently entitled Living in the Time of the Paradigm Shift, System Breakdown, Living in the Time of the Paradigm Shift. And basically with that DVD, we discussed what was going on today and the attacks of evil on Christians, on our culture, on our world. And these DVDs are going to give us all the background information from whence all this originates. And so that's why we're doing this series of DVDs now.
And you're not sure how many there's going to be?
No, sir. It's going to be quite lengthy, is all I can say, because it's quite an in-depth study. What we're basically doing is we are going back to the Old Testament and looking at the origins of evil, and we're going to look at the three major rebellions in Genesis 1 through 11, and we're going to look at those in detail. Then we're going to go into the evil entities that were behind those rebellions, and we'll actually look at ancient gods and goddesses. We'll look at the Nephilim, of course, and the fallen angels that fell in Genesis the angels that descended to Mount Hermon in Genesis chapter 6. We'll look at all of those things, and then we're going to talk about the reversal of those rebellions with the coming of the Messiah, of the Savior. We'll even get into some pretty in-depth doctrinal studies of the incarnation and other things. And then as we put a bow on it, so to speak, we will bring all back together with the end time scenario. So it's quite an extensive study.
Would you consider this graduate level material, or can the average guy get some good stuff out of this?
Oh, I think the average guy can get a lot of good stuff out of this. It's really interesting because I teach an adult Sunday school class in my church, and we had some visitors here about a couple of months ago, and I just happened to be teaching through 1 and 2 Peter, and there's a passage in 1 Peter that deals with the angels that sinned, and in 2 Peter it talks about how they're in Tartarus. And we had folks that were graduates of a Bible college, as a matter of fact, the same one that you and I attended together. I knew of the gentleman. I hadn't seen him in years, but he and his wife attended our church for a few Sundays, came to school class, and his wife came up to me after the class and she said, "We've been going to church for 45 years and I've never heard this before in my entire life." And I said, "Well, let's look and see what the Bible really says." And that's the problem that we have as, if you want to call yourself fundamentalist or evangelical Christians, is that a lot of the best, a lot of the most interesting material in the Old Testament has been, and even in the New Testament, has been totally ignored from the pulpits of our churches, and people do not have a grasp on the evil that is actually attacking our society, our culture, our world today.
Why do you think that's important today to know about evil?
Well, honestly, it's important. Number one is, you know, we have in our hands available to us the written Word of God. It is the inspired Word of God. It is our guide for life. It's everything that God wants us to know. And before I took up this type of a study, before I looked into these things, I didn't have the grasp of the Old Testament that I have today, because it gives you a completely new way of looking at the Old Testament. And then when you understand that the New Testament completes the Old Testament, then mysterious passages in the New Testament suddenly come to light, and we have a better understanding. We end up, let me put it this way, we end up with a better understanding of who God is, how we should be living, and what we should be doing with our own lives. And it's in so many ways, we have looked at things in our culture and in our everyday lives and shrugged them off as inconsequential, when all along these are evil attacks that are coming after not only the general population but Christians in particular. And so we really have to be astute in learning these things, because after all, I think that, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, you know, and it's talking about in context of the Word of God. When we really study we get to know God better. And when we get to know God better, that will make us more like Jesus in our daily lives. And that's really what this is all about, is how we serve him and what we're doing for him in these perilous times we live in.
Couldn't have said it any better. That was just an excellent answer to that question. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mac Dominic, Southwest Radio Church, SWRC.com, and his DVD, one of, well, hopefully many coming out, Deliver Us From Evil, 1-800-652-1144. And if you'd like to get a copy here of part one, it's SWRC.com. Let me ask you this, Mac. Is the church getting shallow today? It seems to be.
I'm afraid that it is. Here's the overall problem, is that when you look at the group, say in the United States, for example, that calls itself evangelical, the last 20 years, things have really, really deteriorated vastly. I mean, we had the seeker-sensitive, purpose-driven movement led by Dr. Warren and by Bill Hybels and Andy Stanley, and those folks, and although they may have had good intentions, really, really hurt the church. As a matter of fact, I attended Andy Stanley's church in Atlanta back a few years ago, and I was writing a book at the time on the purpose-driven church, as I sat there and listened, it was like an object lesson in what I'd been studying and writing. It was really interesting. The opening song of the service that I attended at that church on Sunday morning was, "Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Da 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 da. Why do they fall in love?" And it went downhill from there. Dr. Stanley gave a message that would have been very commendable if Dr. Laura Schlesinger had been talking. But from a pulpit, it was psychology 101, maybe psychology 102, and he finally opened his Bible about three-fourths of the way through and took a verse out of context, and that was it. And so what we have seen, and that's just an example of the way the evangelical church has gone in this whole seeker-sensitive type of atmosphere that we've been in now for over 20 years. And so doctrine is not emphasized. Repentance is not emphasized. Sin is not emphasized. The whole idea is, as Dr. Warren, I believe it was in the purpose-driven church or the purpose-driven life, said you need to be saved. You come to Jesus and said, "I believe you, I receive you. Great, you're saved." There was no mention of sin. There was no mention of repentance. There was no mention of who even Jesus was. Just, "I believe you, I receive you. You're good to go." From that point, the church adapted to a secular lifestyle, and just blended the world right into the church, where there's absolutely no difference in the world and the church. And it's not only happened in these large seeker-sensitive churches or in the mega churches, but also the smaller, what you might call fundamentalist churches, have been infiltrated with these philosophies that's given us a group of people that may think they're saved, and I don't really know. God knows the heart, and I'm not the judge, but the overall issue seems to be that we have a church of people that you can't tell the difference between the church and the world, none whatsoever.
I would agree 100%. And as you're sharing this and talking about different pastors that I talk about regularly on my daily radio program, So I couldn't agree more with that, Mac. And one of those things, again, that puzzles me, and I think it's the world today, whether it's conservatism or whether, again, it's Christian, we are offended by everything. We had a guest in our church recently, and I was sitting beside him as one of my associates, Pastor Paul Smucker, was teaching. And excellent, just like some of the things you were talking about right now. And boy, I asked him when it was all done what he thought, and he said, "That guy's a hater." And I thought, what? Yeah. I mean, where in the world did you get that? Nobody's a bigger lover of mankind than my associate Paul. And yet he took that whole thing, pointing out the wrongs and the rights today. And it was pretty simple, pretty mild. Yeah, he never came back. This guy's a hater. And I think I'm experiencing that. You probably are as well today. What is going on?
Well, you know, the whole postmodern movement that we have witnessed here, and they may call it something else now, but postmodernism has taken control of the hearts and minds of the general population, and now there is no such thing as absolute truth. And anyone that holds to absolute truth, as in saying the absolute truth is the Word of God and the Word and God's Word is truth, even that statement to the general man on the street is they will come back to that and say, "You're an intolerant bigot because my truth is as good as your truth and there is no absolute truth." That is one of the real bases for what we see going on. And you throw in the radical environmentalist. You throw in the whole LGBTQT whatever stuff that's going on, transgenderism, and all of these things, and so you have a philosophy that is becoming ingrained in the average person where they cannot see the truth, and they don't realize as this very presentation that we're talking about will ultimately conclude that they are being attacked by evil forces, because when you go back in history and you look at the ancient gods, you look at what went on in those three rebellions in the book of Genesis, you see it's the same playbook going on over and over again, and mankind is so gullible they fall for it every time because Satan has our number. And so that's really where we are today. We are being attacked by evil forces openly like we haven't seen in a number of years. And that is the real issue that's going on. And, you know, and I'll tell you, when you get to a place where people like Tucker Carlson, for instance, you know, I don't know if he got fired for saying that we were under the attack of evil and started talking about religious things a couple days before his firing. I don't know if that's why he got fired, but when you have people that are secular or nominal Christians, and I am starting to hear it over and over and over again, people are saying something is going on here that we haven't seen in our lifetimes, and it is a dark, evil force, and that is the reality. And when they can see it, what we're trying to do with this presentation is bring it in black and white, so to speak, or in succinct terms that Christians can understand what is really going on, because we are under the attack of evil like we haven't seen in my lifetime, and I'm over 70 years old.
I believe you've nailed it. The church today, Christians today, exactly right. And we do need to be delivered from evil. The hour is late. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Mac Dominic on Southwest Radio Church's Watchman on the Wall. Incredible. We could talk for hours, my brother. Some incredible information coming from his new DVD, Deliver Us from Evil, in Matthew chapter 6 of the Word of God. Available at Southwest Radio Church, swrc.com, 1-800-652-1144. On tomorrow's program, my brother, I'd like for us to talk about, is revival possible? Where is the church going to go in the days ahead? And is Satan out there just openly doing his thing today? We're going to talk about that tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good to me.
All right, brother. God bless you. Thank you for being on the program today.
Yes, sir.
We have much more from Mac Dominic coming up on our next program. Deliver Us from Evil by Mac Dominic is a teaching DVD that will inform and incite action to battle the evil. It will reinforce the fact that we worship an all-powerful, supernatural God. And if God is supernatural, His Word is a supernatural book. This study will ask the hard questions. It'll address the Word of God as a supernatural guide to fight spiritual battles. And Mac Dominic will present a biblical strategy to triumph over evil. Deliver Us from Evil. It's a must-have for anyone that needs to be truly delivered from evil. Order this powerful DVD today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Let's go back into the studio now and join Dr. Kenneth Hill, Josh Davis, and Lise Cutshaw as they preview the latest issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine.
We want to talk about the latest Prophecy in the News magazine. Is a beautiful full-color presentation. It's a fantastic magazine. It's a very artistic magazine, so congratulations. But it's full of teaching. What kind of teaching did we have this time?
Every month we have a lead story and then try to work other articles around a similar topic, although every article will not be on the same topic. This month's is about Revelation and many, many different aspects of Revelation.
Well, you've got a lead article, Is the Antichrist Alive Today? And that's a pretty good question. I know that there are a bunch of scholars that gave their ideas to this article, and much from such folks as Rob Linstead, Larry Spargimino, various others, J.R. Church in particular, Tom Horn and others have written about it and given you information about it that you've quoted here.
And actually, the question came from a Noah Hutchings book.
That's right.
An SWRC classic. And during our 90th anniversary year, I thought that that was perfect.
It's an excellent article, and it's one that makes you think very strongly about the very question, is the Antichrist alive today and what's happening?
John Ruiz really wove together thoughts from these differing authors and scholars so nicely.
And Jeff Kenley has part of his new book.
How exciting to get to be one of the first to excerpt from God's Grand Finale by Jeff Kenley, which is his latest book. So there's an excerpt on the second coming of Christ, which has so much, I'm going to say, misinformation out there about it. People are confused. When is that going to happen? Is that the rapture, et cetera, et cetera? And Jeff really clarifies so many things and just walks us through the second coming. It's really a wonderful chapter.
Well, indeed. When we take a look, we also have some materials here from Josh Davis.
Josh Davis, I love him. He is just a super author.
Especially since he's here in the studio, right?
Well, oh, he is.
Wait till I walk out.
Tell us, what did you contribute this time?
My article was just an overview summary of the book of Revelation, pointing to the fact that Jesus is the hero. I shared part of that here on Watchmen on the Wall as I talked about This book in particular can be one of the most intimidating books in the Bible for Christians. Mm-hmm. And many Christians avoid studying it because it is so intimidating. But I don't think that we ought to be intimidated, because the hero is Jesus. And as long as we keep our focus on him, as we move throughout the book of Revelation, I think the truths begin to unfold for us in a beautiful way. And yes. So my article just basically walks you through the whole book of Revelation in a short period of time, and helps you to see that Jesus is the central focus of this marvelous book that ends our Bible on a very, very high note.
Indeed it does. Josh serves as Southwest Radio Church's evangelist.
Josh really does a great job of weaving the spiritual aspects and the evangelism into his articles and topics that are often very difficult, and he makes them so much clearer in light of the Bible.
Well, we also have folks that are not with us anymore that have gone on to glory. They're not writing for us in glory, but we do have their writings before they left, and J.R. Church is one of those. What kind of materials did you have for this? I mean, this was one of his favorite topics.
And there were many articles to choose from. The one that we chose to go along with this particular Revelation issue, he called Hebrews to Revelation, the books between Hebrews and Revelation, how they set the stage for the end times and for the events of Revelation. It's really fascinating. And he also comes to focus, as Josh did, on Jesus as the servant candle, the center candle of the menorah. And it predicated his book and his research on his book about the marvelous mysteries of the menorah.
J.R. Church had such a great influence upon those in Christian circles who were interested in the last days. He certainly does even to this day. We have opportunity for folks to purchase a subscription to Prophecy in the News magazine. How do they go about that?
They can do that online at prophecyinthenews.com. They can also call us on the SWRC line at 1-800-652-1144. Talk to a human and order in that manner. We're just happy to share the word and share this legacy that J.R. Church left us that we're trying to carry on.
Well, I want to thank these two who have joined me today, and I've been delighted to be here with you as we talk about the current issue that's coming out. And we would encourage you to participate by purchasing a subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine.
Deliver Us from Evil by Mac Dominic shares the battle plan that is vital to defeat the forces of evil. Order this powerful DVD today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or order online swrc.com. Tomorrow, Mac Dominic will continue to show us how we can be truly delivered from evil. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit our website, swrc.com.